And of course, then I had been involved in CORE. And I was also involved when I was at Howard. I'd forgotten about that. After we had this incident that I was talking about of trying to get the hot chocolate, a woman who became a very dear friend, Pauli Murray, was there. She was about 10 years older than us co-eds. She was in law school. And she knew about CORE that had started. And we formed the Howard's, I think it was called Civil Rights Committee, and actually opened up a restaurant on the edge of campus in 1 week, less than a week. I never had such a quick victory since that time. But it was interesting. It was just a sort of a greasy spoon restaurant. But it was a heady victory for us. Sure. We had a picket line. We had a sit-in. Lots of people agreed with us. And he capitulated. And so...
So when you say you opened up a restaurant...
We desegregated it. It was open to... I always forget that. People don't know exactly what I mean. Yes, and he, and so that was very good. So that happened before I left. I sometimes regretted having left Howard because they did some bus testing. Because, you know, because D.C. is, you know, surrounded, you know, Virginia, Maryland, so forth, and they were all, of course, very segregated too. So.
Will you explain the concept of testing?
You try to do something, like for instance, if blacks were supposed to sit from the back, you would just go and get your ticket and sit in the front and see what happened. Most often, you'd just be arrested, you know, or that sort of thing.